psychic attacks? What's going on there? Why are these people doing what they're doing?
I call it the insidious quiet crime, because people go around and they basically try to get these women that are very, very worried, and they tell them that there's a hex on their head and that they were born with bad karma, and that if they give them a lot of money, and I'm talking between $100,000 to $1 million, that they will take the curse off of them. And they trap them, they follow them, especially if these women have separated from a family. They try to break up their relationships with their loved ones and practically take over their lives and make them give them money. And they drain them. They absolutely drain them financially. It's very horrible. It's done a lot in the cities of New York, Chicago. I've worked on several cases. I've gone to court for people, and I've helped them get their money back.
Why do these people?
Why I wrote the book.
Why do these people give them money, though?
They're fear. They are afraid. They really believe that a curse is on them. They really believe that if their son is ill, that the gypsy or whoever is doing it is creating that effect.
Now,
they give their power away out of fear.
It's not all done for monetary gain, though. There are some people who actually just want to hurt other people out there.
You can't put a hex on somebody without their permission.
You cannot?
No, you cannot.
See, now you're the first person to ever say that.
It's the truth.
So somebody...
without their permission, although it might be subconscious permission, you cannot do it. It cannot be done. And all you have to do to remove a hex is order it to leave.
So if somebody is out there and they want to go after somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing whatever they do, they might have incredible psychic abilities, power, evil, whatever you want to call it.
It is evil.
If the person doesn't want to accept it, it's not going to happen?
It won't happen, no. But the trouble is that the people get very, very scared, and they believe that it can happen, and that's the mistake that's made.
That's like putting down your gloves in a boxing match, isn't it?
Well, I've had a girl on the telephone, and she called me up out of the blue, and she talked to me, and I had the spell broken on her in 2 hours. And the lady that was putting the spell on her lived in the same apartment building in New York City, George, and she came down the hall and was pounding on the door as we were doing the work, and she said, "What are you doing in there? Who are you talking to? What are you doing?" And she knew that we were taking this spell off of her. It's awfully hard for me to tell you in 2 hours the work that I do, because it's work in another dimension. I know one lady that used to go in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral with a shopping bag, and in it was $100 bills. And she gave this woman over $1 million over a period of about 10 years.
What?
Keep these hexes off of her. She did that because the woman kept telling her, "I'm making your son ill, and if you don't do it, I'm going to make your son ill, and then the son would get sick or something." And
my God.
Came to me. And I did two things. I did a clearing on her. I did a past life regression on her. And I told her to go to the police. I don't know why. That's the first thing I do. I don't know why the people, when others try to do this to you, don't go to the police.
Well, maybe because they're scared.
I know they are. As I said, I call it the quiet crime. I know the women that have sold their jewelry and stolen out of their husband's savings account to pay these people. So
oh
I call it
God.
The silent crime, and it needs to be exposed more because it's very prevalent in the cities.
How do these
people go and they rent an apartment and they're there for a week and then they take off and they go on to the next one?
How do these psychic attackers know that a victim is weak?
Oh, they know it. They can see it right away. That's their psychic part. A person can see if you're walking in Atlantic City. And you've got these card readers, and a lot of them are these types of gypsies. They know by the way you walk, your stance, your aura, and how you present yourself, whether you're in pain or not, whether you're in psychological pain or whether you're going through a bad time. They know it. They can sniff it.
Jeez. They must be very good at what they do.
Well, I call it evil. They're good at the past. They're not good at the future. Let me tell you another story.
Sure.
I had a women's group, and one woman had given $6,000 to one of these people in New York City. And I said, call her up and tell her we're coming in. And I took a whole carload of women. There were 12 of us. We went in to meet this woman. And I said to the girls, somebody go first, I'll go second. So she went in and had her reading. And, of course, the woman told her her mumbo-jumbo and that she wanted to take the hex off and all this. Then it was my turn. And I went in. And I said to her, do you really think that I have a hex? I mean, oh, you were born with bear. My husband had died the year before, and my stepson had been murdered, and it was within 6 months of each other. It was a very difficult time. And she picked that up. She picked up the past. She told me nothing about what was coming, but she told me about the past. I'll give her that. So she's telling me that I have to give her some money, and I said, but if you're really psychic, you know I don't have any money. And then I said to her, can you really, really see this? And she said, yes. I said, honestly, you can see this horrible thing over my head? I said, I believe in God. Do you believe in God? She said, yes. She talked about a church down the street.
Yeah.
I asked her if everybody wanted to go, that we could all go light the candles and that it would be stronger power, and she said no. So I put my hand up behind my head, and I said, if you can see this and you won't take it off unless I give you money, that's against God, and I hereby give it to you. And I pushed my hands forward as if I was passing a cloud over to her. She went crazy. She went crazy. She started screaming and yelling and threw us out, and we laughed all the way down the stairs and all the way back to New Jersey.